BBC News with Justine Green. In what's being seen as a sign that preparations for a US-North Korean summit may be progressing, a close aide to Kim Jong-un is reported to be heading for Washington. The United States and Japan have, meanwhile, repeated their demand that North Korea's nuclear program must be completely dismantled. The head of the UN-backed unity government in western Libya and the leader of the Libyan National Army that dominates the east are meeting in Paris. The French hosts hope for a peace deal by the end of the year, but others have warned that's only possible with wider participation. The Hungarian parliament is discussing plans that would make it a crime giving help, food or legal assistance to asylum seekers. The hard-right government is also planning to change the constitution so that Hungary doesn't have to take its share of asylum seekers from other EU countries. The private search for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 has ended without results. The plane disappeared 4 years ago on a flight from Beijing to Kuala Lumpur with more than 200 people on board. Reports from Australia say a confidential investigation has concluded that Beijing has been seeking to interfere with politics on every level. There's been no official response, but the government is said to have been convinced that new laws are needed to curb foreign interference. Efforts are continuing in Italy to put together an interim government. The Prime Minister-designate is due to present his cabinet list, but the two biggest parties have already said they won't back him. The authorities in eastern Afghanistan say 9 people have been accidentally killed during a raid by government forces. The incident happened in Nangarhar province. A medical staff who treated the former Russian spy and his daughter for poisoning with a nerve agent say that they didn't expect them to survive. They believe that Sergei and Yulia Skripal were only saved by receiving medical care so quickly. BBC News.